Spring deals at Ross will have you saying, it's a yes for me.
Say yes to trending looks.
Like tube tops, dad shorts, and mini skirts for less than online.
Vintage tees and beach shorts for a weekend getaway.
Save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Items and style vary by store.
It's a yes for you and your bank account.
Find your certified yes for me moment for less at Ross.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hey guys,
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies.
And we tangent.
What's up, everyone?
Hello. No fucking beginning part, just straight into it. The intro.
I was like, oh my God, please, I'm so nervous. I feel like we need to banter before we get into this part.
I just mean, because normally we talk to each other a little bit with the mics in front of us before we go straight into it. We didn't this time.
No, we did not.
We were just like straight business mode.
Yep. That's good. We're doing this at like 3 p.m.
Yeah, so that's
normally we're loopy.
I got a hot date tonight, so
It's not me.
No, but we might come here after. Yeah. So it could be you later. Yeah. But Noah, I said something to Noah.
I'm like, dessert.
Yeah. I don't know. I was like, you're gonna go to Nana's house because I'm going on a date. And he was like, oh, how many dates do you go on before you get married? Is this like your 90th date with him? And I was like, well, you go on dates.
Yeah, we're finally going to sleep together.
I was like, well, Noah, you should go on dates with your partner for
ever.
Ever. And he was like, oh, okay. He's like, that sounds like a lot of work.
That sounds expensive.
And I was like, it is a lot of work. That's a relationship.
Yesterday, Shane and I went on a date.
I love that.
Like a day date.
So nice. That's what we haven't. Mm-hmm. He was like, why? I don't understand the point of a date. Noah couldn't figure it out. And I was like, well, sometimes you need just not kids around for like so that you can talk to each other and remember that you used to be people without children.
Yeah. Together. It's like when you go to work, you have like an intention of like, I have a job to do. Mm-hmm. But it's weird to like put that kind of label on your relationship. But when you go on a date, it's kind of like going to work. But for
Like, let's talk about things that aren't like, when was the last time the baby pooped?
Yeah. Did you switch the laundry?
Yeah.
What are we having for dinner?
Does she need prune juice? Is she a little constipy?
Are you dealing with that right now?
No, thank God.
Oh.
But.
It's always on the dome.
No, she, yeah, just in case.
Yeah.
No, that girl can shit. Let me tell you something. There is anything that she can do. She is a shitter.
Yeah. That baby is a pooper.
Yeah.
Yesterday. My youngest sister, Randy, was watching the kids.
Oh, yay.
And Shane and I were going to go to Cleveland. And we made it to Canton. And I was like, I don't feel like driving anymore.
No.
So we went and we had like appetizers and drinks at table 6.
I love table 6.
And then we went to a flea market.
Oh, yeah.
And we just walked around the flea market and we bought our kids. Oh. I didn't bring it down here. The puppets.
Oh, I love the puppets. Oh, my God.
Guys.
They're good.
Find this puppet.
Good fun.
This puppet looks like if Big Bird got his hair straightened and was like heading a rock band.
Oh my God, it's so good.
You can't even see its eyes. It's the funny, it goes over my entire forearm. It's huge. And we're at this whole flea market and we're like, yep, we would like to buy a giant puppet, a giant forearm.
That's what we need. Yes.
Yeah. We're literal children.
I love it.
And then we got Hungry Howie's Pizza,
which
anyone who knows me, that is like a nostalgic pizza to me. It is a chain pizza.
Didn't we? Was that me and you?
No, nope, mm-hmm.
That was not me. Where was I just at? Oh, it was when we were driving home from Florida that we passed it. And I was like, can we get Hungry Howie's Pizza?
Right?
It's nostalgic for me because of you.
Yeah.
Going to visit you. You would always be like, we have to get Hungry Howie's. We have to. Yeah. When you're up here, you got to get it.
Yeah. Famished Howard.
Yeah.
So he likes to be called now. He's professional.
Of course.
Yeah, we got that and we took it to a little lake and we set the lake that I took you to where we took pictures that one time. We ate it on the dock. And we just sat there.
That's really nice.
I know.
We can't go on dates that long because the baby is.
Oh, yeah, I've done my time.
Yeah, no, I can't wait. That's why I told, not that I want to wish things away, but I'm like, oh, wait till she's like a couple, she's like got some mileage under her. Like, we're not worried that we have to be away for more than 4 hours and we can be like, yeah, let's do a whole day date.
I am looking forward. You know what's like so annoying is this is the time of my life that I was wanting to jump ahead to.
Yeah, I know.
And, like, I know that I'm in it and I'm so, so excited. But I keep finding projects. Like, I'm the type of person, I think this is, again, are you a Jerry or are you a Sierra?
Yeah.
I wake up in the morning, and if I have nothing to do, I'm like, what can I do?
Yeah.
What can I fill this day with? Because nothing is unacceptable.
Uh-huh.
And you're more like,
nothing is fine.
Nothing is fine.
Well,
I prefer.
I've actually been stuck in so my ADHD has been like in hyperdrive or whatever. I mean, honestly, like I have that feeling. Do you know when you get that feeling where it's just like I need to do something, but I can't start it because I won't be good at it?
Yes.
So, yeah.
Everything in my life.
Right. So that's, I was like, I'm going to start putting things on TikTok, my own TikTok. I'm going to start just being a TikToker just because I feel like people will watch.
Yeah.
I have 100 subscribers on my TikTok and I have posted nothing.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that people will watch. And I'm like, that could
it's
be
just
something.
Another way to connect.
And it feels creative to me thinking of making videos or like whatever. So
and I feel like it would be more, it would be easier for you to do than like Instagram.
Right.
Where you're like, what the fuck do I post and how? And how do I edit a photo? And how do I take a photo? What's lighting? I don't care anymore.
And if I just have a thought, I can just record saying the thought into it and post it. And that seems easier to me than like having to be creative with a photo.
Yeah.
Because I don't like to get my picture taken sometimes. So I was like, that's what I'm going to do. I've been just straight watching TikTok after like hours long because I'm like, it's research, obviously. And now I'm in the mode where I'm like ready to start, but I am paralyzed with fear because I have no idea where to begin. So I'm just not doing anything.
You should like play The Sims and then just record yourself doing Sim things.
I know. I've been thinking about it, but then I'm like, I'm not good at playing The Sims because
well, that's
I'm just,
what's funny is that
I know.
We're not good at shit.
I'm just, but like, I need to get a better setup because I'm just on my laptop right now and I can't even play. Like, I want to download mods and have crazy shit happening, and I can't do that on my laptop because it runs slow and it's not good.
That's what I was gonna say here. Like, one of the things I'm filling the day with is I bought a trampoline, and so now Shane's putting up a trampoline. But also, I want a patio, and we had someone come over and quote us for a patio. And the quote that he gave us, I was like, we are planning to move next year. I'm not putting almost $20,000.
That was the area you have, that was outrageous. Outrageous.
I know it. And as someone who is like a contracted worker, I'm well aware of like, I'm not just paying for the pavers.
Right.
I'm also paying for the expertise, the equipment.
Yes.
Like, I get how much goes into a business.
Yeah.
However, it did not make financial sense to me to do that.
Right.
So because I think that I can do anything and I'm
I
just like, it'll be fine.
You're like, I can do anything. And I'm like, I can do nothing.
Well, like,
are you a Jerry? Are you a Sierra?
I will ruin something.
Yeah.
Before I'll do nothing. Like,
I'm the opposite. I will do nothing in fear of ruining something.
I don't like if other people can see that I'm going to fail.
Yeah.
But right now, no one's watching
us
dig up the backyard.
That's really nice. Yeah.
I know for a fact that if someone came over and knew that we dug out the hole that we did by hand, that they would be like, why the fuck did you do that?
But you did it.
We did do it. And it's too late. Don't say anything to me.
Yeah.
Or they'd be like, hey, why didn't you get something to put all of this dirt in instead of piling it up? I don't know. Where were you?
Don't worry about it.
Jeff?
Yeah.
Where were you when I was starting?
Expertise before I dug all this shit up?
Yeah. You going to help me? Because if not, I don't want to hear it.
Shut your fucking mouth. That's the whole point.
God damn it, Jeff. Get out. Who invited you?
Nobody asked you to be in my backyard, Jeff. Get out. My whole point is, if you have nothing, if you're not going to help me, shut up. Shut up about how I'm doing it.
Well, this is where I think I frustrate Shane, because I'll just start digging. Like, he'll look at me and I'm like,
I've already started. What are we going
to
do?
I've already put a hole in the ground. There is already a hole here. I don't know what to tell you.
Yep.
And he's like, well, I'm going to need to do measurements. I'm going to need to get leveling sand. I think we're going to need to do this. Like, what do you think?
And
I'm
already. Like,
I think that I started the hole, and I think that maybe you need to carry some of the load here. I've done all I can do.
I've restart this.
Yeah. Someone called me a pillow princess after last week's episode.
I love that because I am a top. They really were accurate on that assumption.
I didn't know what a pillow princess was.
I had to look both of them up. I'm not going to lie.
My mother asked me.
Great.
She's like, I saw on the Fangents page that someone called you a pillow princess. What's that? And I'm like, did you Google it? And she goes, no, I thought I'd just ask you.
No.
And I'm like, to my face? Why? I don't want to tell you. Use the internet. It's free.
Yeah, like goddamn. You got
that
it in
I
your
like
hand.
To receive oral pleasure.
Yeah, and I like to give. I'm a giver.
I'm a receiver. Not of each other, obviously.
No, never.
Not of
What's
each other.
Wrong with you?
Jeff, god damn it.
Who invited you down here?
But yesterday, Shane was trying to level. Because what we're doing for the backyard, people keep asking for a house tour. I'm not done. Okay.
Yeah, and I don't want you to see how I live. For me.
True.
That's the other thing. People were like, just do TikToks inside your home. I was like, have you seen the inside of my home?
You don't want to see the inside.
Goddamn. Also, we live like vampires. There's no good lighting anywhere.
Yeah,
it's so fucking dark in my house.
When people learned that we were in a basement and like they could see like a different side of this, behind you, it's a mess.
Yeah.
One day there was just like three bags of trash here for like a very long time.
For months.
Yeah.
That's what it is. This is how we live. Get
there's
over
like
it.
A rusty razor in this prison shower that's down here.
I love that shower. That shower's got a good aesthetic.
Terrifying. It looks it's like really it's from scary. A Saw movie.
That's why I like it.
But my patio, you're going to walk out, and then it's going to be like level
stone.
And then it's going to go down. It's going to be like, that's why we dug out the hole, because I want it to be like set in a little bit, like a sunken patio moment.
That.
It's gonna, I feel, make my house feel larger, because when you go in the breezeway, it's gonna look like there's a lot more stuff.
Yeah.
It's gonna give it some dimension, some depth.
You're
some
good at
buzzwords.
That shit, so I like that. Yeah.
Thanks. Is it gonna work? I don't know. That's for Shane to figure out at this point, because yesterday while he was trying to level it and figure out, you know, how deep he needed to go for the pavers and the leveling sand and whatever the hell else he got, I was in the hot tub. So,
as you should be.
And I just watched. I was wearing a one piece that had like a really high cut side. So, like, my whole ass was out. And I was like, you're doing great, sweetie.
Good job.
Good job.
This is what they wanted.
I know.
We are, you know.
Who wanted?
The patriarchy.
I was going to say our ancestors, which is what we're talking about today.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys are going to find this interesting.
You might not.
Sam, what my sister was here earlier, and she read through it, and she's like, "This is really interesting." And I was
just
like,
"I think old people
hope.
In general are interesting, whether they're related to us or not." Now it's extra interesting for me because I came from their loins down the road,
down from their lions.
Yeah, their leans, lines, and loins.
So we mentioned. Was it last episode or the episode before
Might
that our aunt died?
Before.
So our grandma's sister passed away recently, and our grandma's brother has done a lot of fucking work putting together this binder full of
he's so cool
our family's history.
I love people that do shit like
so
that.
So our Uncle Danny, if you're listening,
thank you.
You're a badass.
Sorry for all that stuff in the beginning.
Oh, yeah, please. Oh, shit.
Don't Google pillow princess.
Please don't. I mean, I did say what it was.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to give you a timestamp. Yeah. Maybe don't listen to anything before this timestamp.
Okay, ready. And right
now.
Oh, my gosh.
Uncle
Thank
Danny.
You so much.
Hey, congratulations on being a Green Beret. That's really cool.
That is fucking really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm freaking really cool.
Do you know what a Green Beret is?
They're badass.
It's flinch. It's fall fashion. It's fall fashion. No, a Green Beret. I don't know 100% what they
the
do.
Military.
It is the military. They like jump
Army?
Out of planes. Yeah,
that's.
I think so. He's badass. He's badass. But he put this together, and I wanted to go through it because we don't know a whole lot about our family.
When it comes to my dad's side of the family, I know little to none.
Yeah. And our grandma passed away when we were juniors in high school. Mm-hmm. So, and we never got to meet our grandpa. So like there's very little that we know.
And again, I had very little interaction with our grandma. And when I did, she wasn't really... I remember one time, and it was after she got diagnosed with cancer, that we sat down and I had like a project. She gave me a bunch of like jewelry, and it makes me sad when I think about it. But I gotta find out where that is. I know I kept it, but it's...
Did she write us letters?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so too.
I have mine framed.
I see...
And I,
our cousin, our one of our cousins doesn't have one. So I know that I have one, but I don't know where mine is. And someone was asking me about our cousins, and she's like, "Did we get these? Because I can't find it. I don't think I got one." And I'm like, "I don't know what to tell you."
I know I lost mine for like a while, and then I ended up finding it, and I framed it, and now I lost it again. But I did take a picture while it was framed, so I at least have the picture of it.
Yeah, I don't know where mine is. I would love to find it. And I've gone through so much shit.
She told me
to
be a nurse, and I was like, guess what, Grandma? I married one. You're welcome. Ooh. You're welcome.
She said, because at that point, with a nurse.
Yeah. At that point, she didn't, you know, at that point, that's what I wanted to be. So she said, be that nurse.
Yeah.
And I was like, I will be with him. Mm. I'm going to tie that down.
I wish I could find mine, but I do have her journal, which I don't have down here.
Should I read her letter?
Maybe. Do you have it with you?
I have a picture of it.
Oh, yeah. We I'll should. Find okay. It. You find
okay.
that now.
Okay.
Wait, time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
I am obsessed with clothes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a problem for me. It's a problem for my closet. Mm-hmm. Okay? And that's why I'm so excited to be sharing Newly with our audience. Because Newly is a way to try out trendy styles, colors, silhouettes, all different kinds of things that maybe you've been interested in but are like gonna make your bank cry.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can rent them for a period of time and then you just ship them back.
For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing.
That's another beautiful thing, mm-hmm. because a lot of places may not have options for everyone, and this has so much diversity, not only in the brands that they offer, but also they have fast free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Newly's state-of-the-art laundering facility.
Plus the option to buy what you love.
It's fun, it's sustainable, and you can save because you get to try out a bunch of stuff that you like, or maybe you're like, I don't know, maybe I would like this. And then you get it and you're like, I don't think that's for me, but there's no commitment to buy it unless you really do love it. And you're like, you actually can't have this back, Newly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping it.
Newly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off of your first month of Newly when you sign up with the code Tangents20.
Just go to NUULY.com. That's Newly with 2 U's, and enter the code Tangents20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month.
That's NUULY.com. Newly with 2 U's with code Tangents20.
Newly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Do you think seeing a therapist or psychiatrist would be helpful, but you don't have the time to actually find one and meet with them or afford them?
Try Talkspace.
By doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easy, accessible, and affordable. Honestly, a lot of times you make that appointment at your appointment you already have. I don't know when I'm going to schedule my breakdown. I don't know when I'm going to need to talk to somebody. And with Talkspace, it's so nice because you can send messages to your therapist so you don't have to wait for your next session.
Talkspace therapist can help with any specific challenges that you might be facing. And it's the number one online therapy platform with licensed therapists in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, substance abuse, relationship issues, so much more.
Plus, therapy can help you find the tools to cope in difficult times and just be a guiding light. So like maybe you're not going through something really intense, but you just have like, I don't know, a work issue or something going on with a friend of yours that you just need an outsider's perspective. And Talkspace is amazing for that.
They also are in network with most major insurers. So check in on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you got it.
Plus, as a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off of your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/tangents and enter promo code SPACE80.
To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/tangents and enter promo code SPACE80 to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show.
That's Talkspace.com/tangents, promo code SPACE80.
Springtime vibes are in the air. You know what I don't want in the air? The smell of a litter box.
That's so true. I could use less of my cat's poopy in my house.
And more of the scent of beautiful flowers.
That's the truth.
And what helps you do that?
Pretty Litter.
Nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor It's ultra absorbent, it's lightweight, low dust, and 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month.
And when we say that there's no odor, I'm not kidding. Truly, you cannot even tell that my litter box is downstairs. We've had people sit down in my basement and eat beside it and not realize that a cat was shitting just a minute before in there. Also, Pretty Litter's crystals change color to indicate early signs of potential illnesses in your cat, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, and more.
And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to your door. Oh, I know that because when I go to Sierra's, there it is every month.
It's so nice. It's so nice. I don't like to have to go to the store, get a huge bag, lug it around in my cart, and then have to take it out to my car. I'm a dainty little lady. I can't be doing that.
You bring it straight to me, mail person.
I love it.
Go to prettylitter.com/tangents to save 20% on your first order.
That's prettylitter.com/tangents to save 20% on your first order.
Prettylitter.com/tangents. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I just read the first line and I might cry.
You're going to cry?
I might.
Okay. I'm so jealous.
It's
I wish
beer
I had
at 3 p.m.
No, I wish I had this. I'm going to say something to my mom and maybe her undiagnosed ADHD will kick in and make this her hyperfocus.
I had no idea that I had this. And then all of a sudden I was going through things like after my many moves and found it and then framed it. And again, took a picture. Thank God, because then I lost it again and I have not found it since. So, okay. It's Thanksgiving 2007. Dear Sierra, you are such a cutie. You have your father's sense of humor. I love that you participate in your church. Oh, boy. Sorry, well, Grandma. As God is so important in your life. Sorry.
Yeah. There's a song that I want you to listen to. I don't know if you've listened to it. It's called, I think it's You May Not Like Her.
Churchy.
I think it's called You May Not Like Her.
Yeah.
I sobbed
really
listening to it, and I want to listen to it with you. I want to watch you cry.
Okay. Oh God, I can't
hold
wait.
On 1 second. Mosby is digging in his asshole. Mosby. Okay.
You are a good child. As the oldest, you can keep your sisters close, as your best friends in life are your family.
Oh.
Well, I mean, but you mean you. That's what she meant.
Yes, of course.
Hold on. Her handwriting is so cursive, so I'm trying to read this. You have the ability to attain whatever you seek. Within yourself is every potential you can imagine. Always aim higher than you believe you can achieve. Aww. Be that nurse. I went higher, Grandma. You can do it. Your life holds unlimited potential. You have so much to offer. Sierra, don't forget that. I love you very much.
Aww.
Love Grandma Jean.
It's so sad to think that she knew she was going to die.
I know when she was writing these, when she was like, these are something that they're going to read because I'm not going to be here to tell them.
Yep.
Oh, I know. Fuck.
It makes me so sad.
Yeah.
It makes me so
because
sad.
Because she was right.
Yeah.
And she didn't get to stick around and see that she was right.
Well, I was talking to Shane yesterday about how
it took me a little longer than maybe she thought it would, but ultimately, we freaking got there.
At weddings, I will do photos with grandparents, and I'm like, your grandma got to see you get married. Your grandma got to see you graduate high school. Your grandma got to see you go to prom.
Yeah.
Our grandma never saw us go to prom.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that.
I remember
she did give me that jewelry she gave me. I did wear it to homecoming, and she got to see that.
I did see her at homecoming. Mm-hmm. And she wouldn't get up. She had to cover her feet because they were so swollen.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, that was.
She wrote
was
about
real sick.
She wrote about that in her journal, and she wrote that my date and I had come to see her, and it was nice.
I did too, and she did write about me.
No, she just wrote about
to
me.
To be fair, she was on so much OxyContin. She was dying of pancreatic cancer. So, like, she was on a lot of medicine. And at that point, when I came to see her, was later. And she did think there were gargoyles in her.
Really?
That were talking to her. Yeah, so I don't think she was all there when I was there. She was very high.
Did you go up to her bedroom?
Yeah.
Oh, she was in the living room for us.
Yeah, no, I was in her bedroom.
She thought you were a gargoyle. That's why she didn't write about you.
She was like, no way that was real.
That gargoyle looked beautiful in that dress.
Maybe that's why she let me take her jewelry.
Whatever like, you need, just beach troll. I don't care. Beach troll.
I like that better.
You give beach troll energy.
I do.
I'm like the bridge troll.
You know what's really sad?
Yeah.
Sorry, we were just talking about funerals the other day, and I said something about mine, and Noah was like, well, you'll never die. And I was like, I hate to tell you this, but I will someday.
Yeah, and you're going to have to bury me.
Yeah. Well, he said something about it, and I was like, I hope you all, because he said something about laughing. He's like, well, people don't laugh when people die. And I was like, I hope everybody's laughing. I hope you are all joking and having a good time. Cry, obviously, for me. But
show some goddamn emotion.
Then I want you to fucking laugh. I want you to laugh and say the silliest things, because you know that's what I would have done. That's what I still continue to do.
I'm going to go up to your casket. Because in my mind, you go
I'm first. I'm going to.
I'm going to lift your hand out and dap it.
Take a picture, will you?
Yeah, duck face one last time. I hate... Okay, this is probably morbid and so sorry.
I'm sorry.
For people who are listening to this trigger warning for funerals, I guess, and dead bodies. But I... can't be sad at a funeral.
We were fucking around with grandma.
Not with grandma.
We were.
We were?
I was touching her.
Where?
I did touch her. She had...
You touched her boobs?
I didn't mean to, but I was like, these are very...
Hold on.
I got mad because I was like, this is such a padded bra. She would not have wanted this. And Taylor was like, it's not padded. And I was like, it's padded. And anyways, that
what
was
you mean
it.
She wouldn't have wanted that. She absolutely That's would have wanted
I
meant. It.
She did want it. And I was like, look at this shit. It is padded to the brim.
Does she have a boob job?
Yep. I love her. I love her. She looked, God damn it.
Good.
She was fucking good. She was a good lady.
But they don't ever look like themselves.
No.
When it's like an open casket situation.
But her titties was nice.
Grandma's titties were to the ceiling.
But I did. I held her hand and then I was like, yeesh.
Their mouths always look so different.
Yeah.
And I don't care what makeup you put on it. That doesn't look like my grandma.
No, it doesn't.
And so I go up and I'm crying and then I look at it and I'm like,
who are you?
This is a stranger in here.
You don't remember? You were up there with us for that shenanigans that we did.
Was I?
You might have been the one corralling it.
What?
That 100% doesn't look anything like me. 100%.
Okay, I've been listening to Pod Meets World. If any of you have any connections to anyone from the Boy Meets World cast,
God damn.
Let them know that I want them to be on our show.
So many people caught the Boy Meets World reference last
week.
We had the Timmas.
Yes. But in their show, they were talking about how the one thing that they hope people will always get from Boy Meets World is that you don't have to be blood to be family. And it was really cool because they were very much like family to me. And I feel like we've created a space where we've done that for other people.
Yeah.
But Ryder and Danielle were both talking about how they have very little memory of that time during the show.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I only brought that up because you were talking about me corralling, making everyone touch grandma's boobs. And I do not recall that. I remember that
it wasn't technically your boobs. Okay. It was her padded bra. But we were all like, damn, look at the padding on those boobs.
Was she wearing purple?
Maybe.
Which is like a little sad because that's the pancreatic cancer.
Oh, man.
Was she wearing purple?
I don't remember. All I remember is touching her skin. And like I said, I wanted to be like with her there in that moment. And then I was like, eek.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of a weird thing that we do where we like
100%
can touch their bodies and stuff.
Don't do that to me.
I'm touching you.
No, I want to be
touching her.
I want to be a tree. Oh, now you're live after me?
No. Yeah, I want to be a tree too. So don't, I want to have an open, I don't want to have an open
I want to have an open trunk funeral.
Wait, plant a tree, but just put me in the center of it. Yes. You open it up and I'm
you
like.
You grandmother willow me. I swear to God. That's what I want.
Okay.
So. Anyway, we go down
what
that.
I'm sorry. My son had science camp today.
Okay.
And they were launching rockets into the air. What if instead of you just launch my body into a tree?
Into a tree?
Up over the canopy. And then I'm up. And I'm in it.
Did I tell you about Aunt Jane?
No.
Okay. So she is very much like us where she's like, I do not want a funeral. I'm so sorry if you are any of Aunt Jane's children listening to this.
Maybe this is how this we part. I'm so sorry
this
is how
we
cope
and I feel like we're family. I know that we're family, so maybe you get this, but
something inside me feels like we're family.
It's probably the genetics,
the plus.
But she didn't want anyone to be sad. She wanted a celebration of life. She doesn't want a funeral. She does
there's
like
so much of grandma, so
that, much
that tracks.
So they were saying that they were gonna have a party, and I made a really poor joke because they were like, well, she wants to be cremated.
Yeah.
And so what are they going to do with her ashes? And I was like, they're going to put her in a pinata.
I was going to say that before you did.
At the party, and we're all going to take turns.
No, I lied.
It.
That's what I'm going to, that's what I want.
At Coney Island. Because she liked it.
I love her.
I don't think that's what's happening. But hey, if you guys are interested, I think that would be fun. I've always wanted to do paper mache.
When you die.
When I die?
You're a pinata, bitch. You wanted to be a tree.
I'll put you in a pinata. It's a tree pinata. Yeah. You weren't specific. But anyway, I wanted
We didn't come here to laugh about death. I'm sorry that we did
we
that.
We always come here to laugh about death. But I
always watch those TikToks of people who have really terrible humor. And and this is something that reminded me because when my aunt passed away, like her middle child makes some jokes sometimes that even I'm like, God damn. But like, and I see some on TikTok and then they're like, my dad's dead. And there are always people in the comments that are like, this is so disrespectful to your dad. And I always want to be like, hey, shut the fuck up. Because first of all, you didn't lose a parent. Don't talk.
Yeah. You don't get to decide
how
grief
this person
looks like.
Grieves.
Yeah.
And like, how can you, can't decide how anybody, but especially a child who loses a parent that young, does anything.
Well,
like,
here's the thing,
can anybody, you have to realize that that person still has to keep going on. They still have to keep living. So if that's the way they can do it and not want to not live anymore, let them do it.
Well, that, and it's like, it's going to be a continuous grief cycle for the rest of their life.
They're not
going to
put on TikTok the days where they are sobbing and can't get out of bed because they're so upset. Right. Same with us. You and
I. And they don't owe you that.
No.
Either.
Sorry, I didn't mean to shout at you guys.
Well, and also, like, I don't joke this way about my grandma Heck.
Right.
The way that I joke about our grandma Jean. And that's because.
Different people.
I had a different relationship with both of them. And I know our grandma and our dad's side of the family well enough to know
that's where we get this part of ourselves from.
Right.
Yeah.
So to me, it feels very celebratory for them. To me, it would be disrespectful not to allow that part of them to continue to live on through us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, there's a lot of stuff that we didn't know. And I found out in this binder that Danny gave my dad, who gave to me, and I did get permission to talk about whatever. First of all, here's a picture of Grandma.
I love her.
So I'm going to first talk about Grandma's parents.
Okay.
So do you know who Grandma's parents are?
Drake is the dad.
That's his last name.
Drake. Yes.
Ellis.
Ellis. I was going to say, I thought it was Ellis was the last name. Ellis is Drake. The first name. Wasn't he born on Ellis Island?
I don't think so.
Maybe that was something she told me during the Oxycon.
Yeah, no. I don't believe he was. I think he was born in Ohio.
Okay. Fair enough.
And then I didn't really get... That is in here, and if I pass it, I'll add it, but...
Okay.
So he was already here.
I do like that name, though.
Ellis? Me too. I think it would be cute for boy or girl.
I agree.
And Beatrice... Beatrice Bernice.
Wait, Beatrice was Ellis's wife?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know anything about her.
Yes, Beatrice Nachi was her
last
name.
So that was our grandma's grandma? Or mom?
Mom.
Grandma, why are you telling me anything about your mom?
No, well, I don't know.
Because Beatrice is a beautiful name.
So
really
Ellis, and well, here's the thing. Our grandma was, I'm going to tell you about Ellis, but Ellis suffered PTSD from the war terribly.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously this Ellis was born in 1916 and he
was in a world war.
He was in the he was in the military in the 40s. He suffered some severe PTSD, but like it wasn't ever documented for him.
Oh, that's sad.
He was born in Ohio.
Okay.
Now I think there's some weird stuff with Beatrice, because Beatrice has a son who is our uncle.
Okay.
But his last name is Nachi.
Great uncle.
Yes, great uncle.
Okay.
We call them Uncle Danny, Aunt Jane.
Yeah. But they are a great.
Uncle Bobby. So I don't have this in here, but this was a story that was told to me that great grandma Beatrice, whose last name was Nachi, was brought over here as a child.
Mm-hmm.
From Italy.
Yeah.
And I have the city here. It's near Rome. there was a prearranged marriage to another person whose last name was Nachi, and allegedly they weren't related.
Okay.
So I don't know the logistics of that.
Oh my God. They were still doing prearranged marriages in the early 1900s?
Yes.
Good God.
So she was an immigrant. She was coming over from Italy trying to immigrate to the States.
Yeah.
Ellis, who she didn't know of at the time, was already here.
Were they immigrating because of the First World War, I'm assuming?
When was the First World War?
Around that time. Early 1900s.
Then probably. Yeah. Oh, yes, it was. Yeah. Yes.
That's what I thought. I remember Grandma telling me that when she told me about her parents coming here.
Mm-hmm. Wait, time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Do you want to upgrade your wardrobe with luxurious essentials at unbeatable prices?
You know I do.
Well, Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within a budget that your wallet won't cry about.
I love that. And you have options like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry.
And the best part is that all of Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands that are going to sell you the same thing.
It's so nice. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, and we love that. Here's the thing, too, that I think you don't realize until you've had less quality garments.
Mm.
You need something that's going to get some wear and tear. I want something that's going to last, especially because if I'm buying it, it's because I like it. I like how it looks on me. I wear my staple pieces constantly. And if they get in the washing machine twice, mm-hmm. falling apart.
Is it really saving you money if you have to buy a bunch?
That's what I'm saying.
With Quince, you don't have to. And they cut out the middleman, and that's how they pass the savings on to you.
So indulge in affordable luxury.
Go to quince.com/tangents for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/tangents to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/tangents.
What is Ellis's middle name?
Lemoyne.
I fucking love that.
Ellis Lemoyne Drake. And he is... allegedly a descendant of Sir Francis Drake's brother. So I don't have, that's probably somewhere in here.
Somebody
but...
messaged us and said they were also related to Sir Francis.
Yeah.
Whatever his
name is. St. Francie McDrancy.
So what up, cuz?
So let me tell you about Beatrice coming here.
I want to see her.
Okay. I will show you.
Okay.
So Beatrice Drake came to America at the age of 5 with her mother, Amelia.
Amelia!
Yes.
Why didn't I know these names before I named my daughter?
And
these are beautiful names.
Amelia's maiden name was Santa Maroni. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but...
I love that.
And then Nachi.
Can you imagine a little girl named Amelia, right?
But so
you call
cute.
Her Ami. Isn't that cute?
Well, I love that it's Amelia, and then Amelia's... son-in-law would have been Ellis, and those are both names for Grey's Anatomy. I'm not saying Shonda Rhimes used our family history,
but she is our cousin.
Okay, so Amelia brought Beatrice here from Italy when she was 38, and her brother Vincenzo.
Vincenzo, I knew about Vincenzo.
So he was 9 at the time.
Okay.
They arrived at Star Island, New
Those
York.
Are such fucking badass Italian
right?
names. Amelia, Vincenzo. Mm. Okay.
They arrived at Star Island, New York on the ship SS America.
Oh, cool.
On the date of December 1st, 1919.
Leaving. That's me and Corey's anniversary.
Is it?
Specifically 1919. We've been together. Our souls have been together for so long.
No, since they arrived in America.
December 1st is. Cute.
they were leaving the port Napoli, from Napoli, Italy, which Napoli? I remember grandma talking
That's
about
wine
Napoli.
Country, isn't it?
I don't know, but they're not from Napoli.
Oh, okay,
they just,
okay,
that
okay,
was
okay.
the port that they left
got
from.
Got it, got it.
On November 17th, 1919. So they were on that ship for like 2 weeks.
Oh, God, that's Corey's dad's birthday.
Is it?
What the fuck is happening?
They were detained at Star Island for a period of time because Beatrice was a polio victim and had to be quarantined.
No way!
Yeah.
Wow.
Do we tell everyone that our grandma, our great grandma brought polio to the US?
We're vaccinated. Don't yeah,
vaccinate
worry.
Your kids.
Yes, please. Polio doesn't exist because of vaccination.
Yes. I just think this is so fascinating. We've never done 23andMe. People in our family have done 23andMe.
I would love to do it.
I'm kind of terrified of it.
Me too, because then they have your DNA.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure
and
they
I've committed
already
many
have
a crime.
See, I don't want to give it to him just because, like, what are you doing with that?
Yeah, give it. It's mine.
Yeah.
Give it back.
But after watching the Our Father documentary, like, eesh, that's how a lot of people found out, like, about their hundreds of siblings.
What if I find out, like, my mom isn't my mom or something?
That's happened.
Creepy.
That's all of those
I'm
people
adopted.
Found out their dads weren't their dads.
Even though I look identical to both my parents, if you are with
well,
me.
Well, you also look identical to someone else. So... their family lived in Barziano.
Okay.
Barziano, Italy. Her father.
Are we going there? Because I feel like we should someday.
I would love to.
Yeah.
I would love to.
Let's
her
do
father.
It.
Her father.
Her father.
Sorry, I was getting so prepped up for his name that like my tongue didn't know what continent it was on.
Her father.
Her father, Sabatino.
Oh my God, that's a good name. These know. Names are fucking awesome.
Came to America in April 1915, 4 years earlier, securing a place to live and a job. He went back to Italy to get his family and relatives. Something I want to say is like, that is so fucking cool. And I think that we could all agree that that is such a beautiful American dream type story.
Yes.
That's what happens now with immigrants.
Yeah.
And it's so frustrating.
Yep.
That we can look at people as aliens or as what do they call them? Criminals, degenerates,
thugs.
Yeah, all of these negative things where it's like this people immigrating here, securing a job, securing
nothing
a place to live,
nothing fucking new,
and going and getting money to bring their families here.
Literally,
to,
how the country was fucking built.
Exactly, exactly.
We've always so just, done this. The majority of us who are here because of that.
Because of that, yeah. So when I read that, that's all I could think about because I had students who were from Guatemala and yeah. they would say like, I'm here with my brother. My parents sent us because yeah. they could only afford for us to come, but we work jobs and we send money back. So hopefully they can come meet us someday.
Wow.
But if they come here through a coyote or something, they could die.
Yeah.
Like, or the coyote, if they don't get paid. Then can go after family members.
And imagine taking that risk.
Yes.
Okay, so like if you're taking that risk, what's on the other side of that risk? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's not just like they're trying to steal your jobs. It's like there's a reason people are taking that risk that is such a big fucking risk.
There's a reason that they choose that
over the alternative.
Right.
And if you
Which
have
already seems-
just an iota of empathy and compassion in your heart, take that into consideration.
Yeah. For what? We don't know.
Yeah.
Elections whenever they happen, I guess.
I guess.
Or just how you treat people. What you post.
That part, man. What you treat people. Or what?
How you treat people. What you post. How you discuss it with family members. Just, that's one of the things I think if any of us could look back at our family history and see that a family member did that, and that's the reason you are sitting wherever mm-hmm. you are listening to this, that you can be like, wow, I'm so grateful that someone took that chance.
Imagine you being born somewhere and thinking that gives you more like reason to be like a whatever, to have more access to whatever
yeah.
than like somebody who worked their ass off to get to that place.
Yeah.
You know what
What's
I mean?
The Yeah. Anyway, so years later, he opened up a bar/restaurant called the Starlight Inn in a coal mining town in Long Run, Ohio, near Dillonville, Ohio. There was a dance hall and a roller skating rink also, which is so fun. Beatrice's brother Vincenzo had three kids. He became an engineer on the B&O Railroad.
B.O. Railroad. That shit stank.
He suffered from brain cancer in his 40s.
God, I'm so sorry.
Passed away.
shit. So no,
I'm so sorry.
Great brain. That's my biggest fear.
Is it? Well,
I get a lot of migraines, and every time I do, I Google, and I'm like, cool, fucking tumor again. I knew it.
So
Grey's Anatomy, watching it didn't help that.
The reason I'm ignoring you right now, but the reason is because I don't want to lose my train of thought. The reason I asked you for a photo of Sawyer scowling is because this is a, I would say, 2-year-old Beatrice.
Oh my God.
Right?
Those are my babies.
Yeah.
That's Noah too.
Yeah.
That is Noah.
Yeah.
That's you. Yeah, that is me.
Now, do you want to see an older?
She was beautiful. Oh my God. That made me I just got a flip in my stomach. Why is that going to make me emotional? She's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. She's so beautiful.
I saw that picture and I was like, oh my. Sam said the same thing. She goes, oh my God, that's Sierra.
Wow.
Yeah. I look like Ellis. So that's great. Yay for me. I look like her great grandpa. She looks like our great grandma, who's a babe. So
wow, our great grandma is a babe.
Right.
You know what's funny though is that skipped a gen. Well, it skipped probably many. But she looks also kind of like my dad, which is where I get a lot of my looks from. But my sister is, both my parents have very dark hair, very dark features. And it's so funny because my sister was born blonde hair, blue eyes, and everybody was like, what the fuck? That's how genetics works. But everybody freaked out about it.
Well, same with me, because both of my parents are dark hair, dark complected.
Yeah.
They do have light eyes. And then I popped out and they were like, redhead?
Where'd that come from? But our grandma, my sister looks very similar to her. So it's funny that I look similar to her mom.
Yeah.
That's very cool to me.
Yeah.
Everybody always says, my dad still will be like, that's a grandma Jean face to my sister. Mm-hmm. She looks very much like her.
Well, I'll tell you, great grandma Beatrice mm-hmm. is kind of a badass. She was also a realtor. Our grandma was a realtor.
Oh, wow. I tried to be one. Failed.
Oh, wild.
I know.
The fact that you look like her and also tried to be a realtor. Yeah. She
it
was
wasn't
like,
for me. Sorry, Beatrice. You're cool, but that
she was
boring.
Rubbing elbows with the governor.
Really?
And the Ohio Supreme Court Justice. And
rubbing elbows or rubbing other things?
I also found out that she used to dance with Pretty Boy Floyd. Do you know who Pretty Boy Floyd is?
A rapper.
No. He is a gangster. He's a bank robber.
That's Beatrice, right? You cool ass bitch, right? Pretty Boy Floyd. Okay.
I wanted to look
when
into Pretty Boy
dance,
Floyd.
When we say dance, what does this mean?
I don't know.
Dance for him?
No, I don't think so. But dance with him.
They were like dance partners?
Her dad owned a bar and dance hall.
Beatrice, you're a cool ass bitch.
Right?
She is my, that's me.
Yes.
That's me.
Yeah.
I've been with a gangster too. but they did sell drugs.
I wanted to look up Pretty Boy Floyd and what his crimes were and stuff and talk about it, because I'm like, was he a Robin Hood type guy who's steal from the banks? You know what I mean? I don't know. So if you guys want to have a true crime on Pretty Boy Floyd, who used to dance with our great grandma, you
so
let
cool.
us know.
Beatrice, you're a cool ass bitch.
Right? So I thought that was fascinating. So now Ellis. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Ellis Lemoyne Drake.
You got a
Drake,
picture of Ellis?
I do.
Okay.
Ellis Lemoyne Drake was born May 15th, 1916 in Jefferson County, Ohio. His mother, Anna Burl Durbin, was her maiden name.
Goddamn, not as cool.
Drake.
Anna middle, Durbin.
Her middle name was Burl. That just sounds like a burp. I'm so sorry, grandma. And pardon me, Drake, who died the 7th of April, 1938. Why is it every time we make a dumb, terrible joke,
it's like death follows? Well, they are all dead. So
that's true. Ellis was 22 years old when his mom died and working at Dun Glen.
Dunder Mifflin. He was in the office.
Dun Glen coal mines. His father and brothers. Yes.
Interesting.
Due to the hardships of the 1929 Depression, it's wild to think of them being in the depression.
And but also that we lived through one and yeah, are probably going through another one right now.
That's true. So. Ellis lived in a hard scrabble home in Long Run, Ohio. He married Beatrice Nachi, who lived a mile up the road.
Because she was a pretty bitch.
Hell yeah. They married on the 25th of November.
But also, I know that she was a badass. I guarantee there was more than just her looks. You can just tell.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Uncle Danny, if you have more like info on your mom, we want to know about it.
Oh, yeah. That's their mom.
Yes.
That's grandma's mom.
Yes.
She sounds so cool.
Now you know why grandma was hard.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So the Great Depression began October 1929, which caused many coal mining companies to shut down.
To support
their families, Ellis joined the CC camps in 1934, and his brother Sanford, who was born in 1921, he was known as Guy, joined the CC camps in 1939. They worked at Bozeman, Montana, Moab, Utah, Jackson Hole, and Yellowstone National Parks on roadways and park facilities until World War II broke out.
Wow.
By law, all of their paychecks were sent home to support their families.
Wow.
Yeah. The Drake family, having a long history of military active duty, joined the Army. Ellis and his brother Ralph and Sanford all joined on April 13th, 1943.
Ellis's brother's name was Ralph?
Ralph and Sanford, but he went by Guy.
Sanford. Okay, 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 okay.
Ellis became a forward scout rifleman and landed on Normandy Beach on D-Day.
Oh my God.
He was hit with a fragmentation grenade, causing him to lose a finger. He was awarded a Purple Heart, two Bronze Stars. A Good Conduct Medal, and a European African Middle Eastern Service Medal.
I think that grandma let me take that one time for a show and tell, I'm pretty sure.
We did a show and tell about our family.
Okay, yeah. I thought so.
Because we had to make a family tree.
Yeah, because I remember seeing the Purple Heart and being like, that's freaking cool.
I was like, you have Sierra and I both in the same class, and we have the same freaking family.
Yeah, like, can we just do it together?
Yeah.
Wow, that... I didn't know he got the Purple Heart on D-Day, though.
He was in Normandy for D-Day.
Like, that is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He was wounded in France, fighting amongst the hedgerows in inner France on September 25th, 1944. He departed the army on September 8th, 1945. He may have also, this is Uncle Danny writing this, he may have also suffered from post-war PTSD.
Obviously.
I can say with confidence, based on what grandma told me, that he definitely did. There were times she told me. There were times she told me that he would go into these episodes and he would get his rifle and he would think that he was under attack. And the kids would have to run outside and hide from him.
Oh, that makes me like want to cry a little bit.
Yeah.
Like a lot of it. But
it's so sad.
Especially when if you knew our grandma, too, because she is. The definition of a strong woman, almost to the point of when you see strong women, especially in history, but like even today, anytime a woman is assertive or just a strong woman, she gets called cold, bitchy, like any of those kinds of things. And it's funny because we don't do that to men. They're just seen as strong, powerful men. But if a woman is the same, and our grandma was very much that type of woman, who she was very strong and like she had to be.
Yeah.
And I can see a little bit of where that came from now, but I know, I don't think that she got, like, not from me, but I know that she got mistaken as cold or those kinds of things. And I think it's just like she was just a strong woman.
Yeah. I want to show you what Ellis looked like.
And a badass, like her mom. I know. Like, God.
I know. Here is Ellis.
Where'd the blonde come from? Because Jane was blonde as well. This one?
Yep. Probably Ellis.
Oh, my God. You do look like Ellis.
I look like Ellis.
Holy shit, you look like Ellis.
I know. I love the name Ellis.
I do. I really do. But I can also kind of see, I can definitely see your dad, but I can see my dad.
I see Uncle Jamie.
Uncle Jamie too. Yeah.
My dad. And then there is a photo of a Nachi who looks identical
Beatrice
to Mitchell.
Looks more like my dad.
Yes. Oh yeah. Your dad and our uncle
their
Charles.
Their jawline, you can see that jawline and that chin is all of our dads.
Yep.
Like very, very. Wow. Who's the baby?
That's Danny.
Oh. freaking cute. That baby looks like my baby.
Yeah.
Literally, those look like my babies.
Yep.
Oh, that's a great picture.
Yeah. Okay. So this is going back to Beatrice because I forgot this part.
I just love her so much. I'm a little honestly upset that I didn't know these names before I named my baby.
You're going to see this picture and you're going to be like, yeah, for sure, that's grandma's mom. This was her with the governor and her with the justice of the Ohio Supreme Court.
Oh my God. She's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Why does that make me want to cry? Wow.
It's wild to see these people that we came from like existing in a time that we like, you know, we never got to experience.
Strong women. You can see the way that she stands. There is power in that stance.
Yes. Like she is standing over these men like I'm running this.
Yeah. And you can see my sister's the height in the hair.
You get that from Grandma B.
Yeah, you do. And Grandma G, to be honest. So. They both had powerful hair.
They did. The hair entered the room before they did.
Yeah, they did.
So here is a tricky thing for me, and there's probably an explanation to it, and someone's gonna like have that information. But right now, let me have this. This to me feels like a Mandela effect thing.
Okay.
So there is a certificate for Beatrice Nachi Drake coming to America. The Statue of Liberty. Ellis Island Foundation Incorporated proudly presents this official certificate of registration in the American Immigrant Wall of Honor to officially certify that Beatrice Nachi Drake came to the United States of America from Barciano, Italy.
Wow.
Joining those courageous men and women who came to this country in search of personal freedom, economic opportunity, and a future of hope for their families. Now, the reason I say that that feels like a Mandela effect is because Statue of Liberty is not on Ellis Island.
Uh-huh.
So why does it say the Statue of Liberty - Ellis Island Foundation?
So weird.
Tricky business.
Yeah, tricky business for sure.
So as you know, Ellis and Beatrice lived a mile up the road from each other. They got married twice.
Oh.
They got married for the first time at a courthouse in Cadiz.
Okay.
On November 25th, 1939. I feel like grandma's birthday is sometime around then.
No. But around then is when Grandpa Jerry's either
Grandma's birthday is around then. I know for a fact that grandma's birthday is around Thanksgiving.
Potentially, but I'll tell you who else's is. It's Corey's. His birthday is the 24th.
Well.
November 24th.
Does August 14th have any significance for you?
Is it 24 or 23? It might be 23.
Jesus.
What?
Does August 14th have any significance to you?
No.
Okay, so they remarried. Aww. Okay, so they got married at the courthouse in 1939. I'm assuming like during the Depression, like right before he went to the war. And then when he got back, they had another one at a church, August 14th, 1948.
That's so cute.
That's beautiful. Ellis worked at Ford.
For the car dealership?
Yes, Ford Motor Company.
Whoa, that's so crazy because my son just had a like pick a famous person thing and he did Henry Ford. So like, why? I don't know why he was like, I want to know about Ford.
Yeah, he worked on the assembly line.
Noah talked all about the assembly line.
Well, his great-great-grandfather
that's very
worked
cool.
there. I'm going to read you his obituary.
Okay.
I don't know why. I find this fascinating. Yeah. If you guys hate this, I'm sorry, but I think it's cool. And this is nothing that we've ever...
No, done anything like this.
Yeah, and I just feel like it's cool to share this with
you. Like I said, my grandma was very private, so like the fact... And my dad doesn't give away a lot about that as well. So like the fact that...
They don't really know either.
No, the fact that I didn't know about my dad's grandma is crazy.
Yeah.
And same with my mom. Like, since my grandparents, so I do have two living grandparents that I'm very, very, very close with.
She loves to brag about.
I fucking love them so much. But even they have been kind of closed off. And, like, within the last 2 years, because I think they know they're getting older and things like that, they've been, like, telling me about their childhood and their grandparents and parents. And it's like, I never knew these things. Like my grandma talking to me about her grandparents is wild because I never knew these things.
And that's why I did that. I don't know if I talked about it with you guys, but before my grandpa passed, I sat down and did an interview with him. And so I have him answering a bunch of questions about his life.
Because you want to show that to your kids and their kids. And
it's nice to have that for myself as well.
Yeah.
So this is Ellis's obituary.
Okay.
Ellis L. Drake, 71, of Lorraine, died Tuesday after being stricken at home. I believe he died of a heart attack.
Wow.
So this was in January of 1988.
Okay. Wow.
So only like, right, what, 3 years before we were born.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
He was born in Wheeling, West Virginia, which is not what it says on any of the other information, but that's fine. He lived in Lorraine the past 29 years, coming from New Philly.
Wow.
Which is how we got here.
Yep.
He was employed at the Ford Motor Company assembly plant in Lorraine, retiring in 1980 after 23 years of service. An Army
Isn't
veteran.
Isn't it crazy that we can like pinpoint how we got here?
Yes.
Crazy.
Yes. Like, it just makes me think how many things had to happen the exact way that they
mm-hmm.
did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wild.
Mm-hmm.
An Army veteran of World War II, he received the Purple Heart and 2 Bronze Stars while serving in the European theater.
Wow.
Mr. Drake was a member of the American Legion post 888 and VFW post 451. He also was a member of the Ohio River Beagle Club and the Animal Protective League, which is wild.
That's where we got our love for animals. Maybe.
There's also someone in here whose nickname was Bird.
Get the fuck out of here.
Right? Isn't that wild?
We've both had animals named Bird before.
And
both weren't birds.
Well, he's in the Beagle Club.
That's crazy.
And far enough back, we are related to someone with the last name of Rainbow. Mary Rainbow.
Of course.
And we've both had miscarriages. So look at that coincidence.
Yeah.
Babies after miscarriage. And
yes.
I think that that means we are the heiresses to the Reading Rainbow. Fortune.
I agree.
So
I agree.
Cough it up, PBS.
We're coming for you, bitches.
He is survived by his wife of 48 years.
Wow.
Beatrice.
48
years.
So she outlived him.
Yes, for a year.
Okay, because I was going to say we never met her, but mm-hmm. okay, that makes sense.
And when I read this,
did she speak Italian?
I believe she did.
I remember grandma at one point, we're in an Italian restaurant. And she just starts freaking speaking Italian. And I was like, sorry. She's uh-huh. like, my mother spoke Italian. So, like, mm-hmm. I know a little bit. And I was like, what?
I think Bobby can as well, Uncle Bobby, but I'm not 100% sure.
It was either her mom, she said, or her grandma. I'm sure her grandma spoke.
Oh, 100% fluent. Her grandma. But I'm
right.
sure that, well, Beatrice would have had to as
she
well.
Was five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it says the family suggests that memorial contributions, if desired, be given to the American Cancer Society, which like is so cool. I have.
So did he have cancer?
No.
Oh, wow. That was no. just something that was.
I believe he died of a heart attack. I thought that's what the death certificate
wow.
said.
Maybe she had. Maybe Beatrice had cancer.
Maybe,
do we know?
Maybe. Hers is next because I have it.
Okay.
We are also Irish and Danish.
Ah!
Because John Rainbow and Mary Connors, that was, well, okay, maybe we're not. Because
we got to be Irish. We got so many redheads in our line
yeah,
of people.
Well, this is Sanford, who was Ellis's brother, married Mary Rainbow.
Mm.
So we wouldn't have their
not
genetics.
Us, no.
Yeah. Okay. So never mind. But I think that we have something. Anyway, something cool about Sanford. I got mad respect for this dude.
Okay.
Because he owned a farm. And when he passed, I'm going to read his...
That's where I get my love of farming. From Sanford.
A copy of his will is in here.
Oh.
Okay? This is in the 1860s.
Okay.
Okay? I, Sanford Drake, being in my right mind, do herein will bequeath as my last will and testament. You don't need that many words.
They still do shit like that.
You do not need that many words.
Yeah.
All of my real and personal property... To my beloved wife, Mary R. Drake, during her natural life, at her death, basically he's saying at her death, he is saying that she then gets to will and bequeath the real and personal property to whoever she deems right and proper.
Oh.
So what is so cool to me about that is this is in 18,
uh-huh.
what was it,
1894?
1894. Women don't have rights.
No.
We can't vote. We
nope.
can't.
And he's
own
like,
property.
No, but that's my woman. And she can do whatever she wants with it.
Yes.
Yes. Sanford. I love
right?
that. It's not like he's looking at his wife as property. He respects her enough to be like, that's her decision to make
mm-hmm.
when she decides.
I'm giving
to
it
pass.
All to her.
Yeah.
It's now hers. She owns it.
Aww.
And she gets to decide what happens when she's gone.
I love that. Isn't right? it sad that just like two generations away from us, or three maybe, mm-hmm. generations away from us, women weren't people.
Mm-hmm.
We were property.
Yeah.
Hello.
And we're now
property
again.
Really, really going back that way. Yep. Yeah.
But he also had a farm. I don't know if I mentioned that.
Yeah, I love the farm idea.
In 1860, as of 1860, he had 106 acres of land.
Wow.
He had 2 horses, 2 milk cows, 1 bull, 2 sheep. The farm was valued at $5,300.
Wow.
I did the conversion. That's uh-huh. over $20 million in today's money.
We're rich.
It's not us.
It's not us.
It's not us, but.
Son of a.
Isn't that wild?
That is wild. Good for you, Stanford.
Yeah. That was. I have like a couple other things who are like about relatives related to relatives. They're not like directly us. I did find out that one of our relatives, I think it was Sanford's son, was in the Civil War.
Wow.
I think.
Good side, I'm hoping.
Yes. That's right. Maybe it wasn't Sanford's son. I don't remember. It's in here and I didn't do research well, okay? Because honestly, I forgot.
We just got it.
But yeah, the guy that I had found out was in the Civil War did fight for the Union.
Good.
So I was, that was one of the scariest things. I got to that page and I was like,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
We come from a line of people who fight for other people's rights. Truly. Like even it's so funny when I talk to people. My grandparents are in their 70s, maybe early 80s, and they are the only progressive people in their like group of friends. Yep. They're just like constantly. My grandma's like, I fought for these rights, for women's rights 50 years ago. Why am I still fighting for this? Why are my grandchildren, my great grandchildren going to have to fight for this? Like, and I know if our grandma was still here, she would say the same
thing. Yeah.
She would 100% be for a woman's right to anything.
Yep.
Because fucking we are people too. We're not your property.
Yeah.
So I just love that we come from such a line of people who get it. They and get not, it so early.
And
like,
how it appears, and obviously we didn't know these people.
Even when the rest of the world didn't get it.
That's what I was going to say. It's not just the women either, because there's examples of men in our family as well.
Who are just like, no, my wife is a person.
Yeah.
Not my property.
Yep.
And I love her. I love her enough to go to war and come back and marry her again.
Yes.
And not care what anybody else thinks about that.
Did I pull a rifle out on our children? Yeah.
Dude, but that's not his fault. That isn't his fault.
That isn't his fault.
It's our America's fault for not having fucking shit. And you sent healthcare. People to Normandy.
D-Day?
On D-Day. And then you didn't have anything in place for when they came home. No. You thought they were just going to fucking go back to being... Husbands?
You don't experience that stuff and come back the same.
No. How would you?
Mm-mm, I don't know.
And then for us to just expect that they would.
Yeah. Well, and we didn't expect it.
Well, no, but.
We expect universal health care.
Yeah, we fucking do. And that includes mental health care. Yeah.
See, I think
write that in the books.
See, I think that's another cool thing, like learning about your own personal history, not mm-hmm. even just like on a grand scale, because like. I know that you and I would fight for people and for rights that like don't really affect us. It's like I'll fight for anyone for any reason.
Yeah, because I can empathize. I can put myself in their shoes or try to.
But for someone who maybe struggles to do that, I think if you can find something in your own family history that's like, okay, my grandpa went to Normandy, lost a finger, and then was injured in
France. Probably saw so many of his close friends dying in front of him because that's what happened there and then was supposed to come back and just be a fucking husband again
and a father
how
to what like 6 kids
how
and then imagine what those kids experienced and then those kids had your parents and what did they experience and then what did your parents do to you because of that why it's like It's a trickle down.
Well, and that's a beautiful thing I think about us as well, because it's something I see on the internet a lot, which I am very vocal about that it bothers me, which is like cut off toxic people. I totally support that. But people just seeing someone do one bad thing and being like, fuck them. They're a terrible person. Yeah. Fuck them. fuck them.
You can have a boundary and you can cut someone off.
Totally.
And still acknowledge that, like,
they're a human being.
They're a human.
They're going to fuck up
and unhealed.
And that they could get better.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's a good thing to, like, hope that people learn from things. I know some people don't, and that's fine. Have a boundary, cut those people off. But if it's a one-off thing, like, maybe ask yourself, how were they raised? What happened mm-hmm. to their parents? Mm-hmm. Like, that kind of a
thing. Well, I think that even if that person is never in your life again, maybe, like, yeah. they do get better, but it's like, hey, I feel great. I'm happy you are living a happier life. I don't think that we're going to coexist well, but
you don't have to want their demise.
Understanding that about other groups of people who yeah. experienced trauma on a more
generational scale.
Yes.
Larger.
Because of mm-hmm. their skin color, where they came from, yes. the language that they speak.
Yes.
I feel like that is where you can... you, an ambiguous you, someone can reflect and be like, oh
yeah,
oh
yeah,
I can connect these dots. I can,
because the thing about trauma is that it can be generational, and it can't is. It absolutely is, and that, but it can take generations, multiple, to trickle out, and even then it takes work
mm-hmm.
to put into that. So yeah, maybe just keep that in mind when you're quick to, I just feel like nowadays there's such a quick rush to judgment, and it's mm-hmm. like, we're all people, and some of us are trying our best, some of them aren't, but I like to think that we're all trying to yeah. be better people. That's the goal.
You want to hope that.
I truly do think I didn't before we started yeah. this podcast, and it really changed my mind when I saw the people that follow us. It made me think, I think we're the majority. We're just a quieter majority. Mm-hmm. I think the minority is louder. The minority yeah. of people who don't want to become better yeah. people, who are set in being who their parents wanted them to be.
I think that they're probably more scared
yes.
than anything, because
and they don't know
different
any.
Is scary. Because
it's hard. It's harder.
Shane is going through, and I don't know if he'll ever speak about this, but he's going through a really intensive version of therapy right now.
Yeah.
And he has said to me, and other people have said to me who are in therapy, like, and I know I've talked about this, like, what happens when I start chipping away at all of this mm-hmm. stuff? When I start breaking down the
who
years.
Who am I?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who am I? Am I going to like that person? Are other people going to like yep. that person? And if the answer is one that's scary to you, then you'll stay firmly planted where you are.
Yep. Yep.
Because even if it sucks, it's less intimidating.
You know.
Yes.
There is knowledge behind yep. it, at least. It's not unknown.
Familiarity.
Yes.
Yeah. So I did not know that that's how this was going to go, but I'm yeah. happy that I got to share that with you. You can look at all the other pictures as
I
well.
Love
all
it.
The stuff that's in here. But
I can't wait.
Tell us if you guys have any cool stories about family members, or shitty ones, if you guys are, like, related to criminals or something. Like, that's
for
fascinating.
Real. Maybe we'll do that as a sub.
Ooh,
we have
fun.
So many little sub series we do. So if you have, like, family history drama, maybe
yeah.
we'll make like a little family history box.
Well,
that
that's why it's fun, because this is it's friendship. You develop these
yeah.
things, and we share ours, and now we're like, okay, I showed you mine,
you
show
me
yours.
You don't have to. I'm not making you.
Yeah.
Oh,
consent is
throat.
Important.
It is important.
That was Sears demon coming out to request,
it's like,
your
excuse
stories.
Me you do have to. You don't have to.
Yes.
But we like you to.
I think it's cool. We like sharing your guys' stories, because
yeah.
it makes us feel more connected to you.
And again, even if they're bad people, I feel like it's okay to show the bad parts, because it's like, I learned. That mm-hmm. wasn't a good person. But my family has learned. Look how far we've come.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway, thanks for hanging out, guys,
yeah.
on our little family history time. If you want to watch more, there's going to be a Patreon exclusive coming out on Friday. I think we're going to do bonus host stories. So
wow,
if you
let
liked
me just
last
talk
week,
about host stories for a second. Everybody was so receptive of it,
yes.
and it was. It's definitely going to be a series. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
But if you're still wondering where, because we've still gotten more emails, the best place to put them will be, if you send them, if you go on any of our link trees, if you go to TikTok, Instagram, correct?
Mm-hmm.
In our bios, you'll find like a little link.
And I think it should be on our website as well.
Yeah. Click that link and it'll bring up a whole bunch of things. Horror stories.
It's
is ho one of them.
With ho? Parentheses.
Roar.
Stories.
Click that. Then you can submit it. And that's where it'll be easiest for me to find them. Again, you might not, it might not be right away, but I mean, if you're planning on following us for a while, we have enough that this is going to be quite a long series. Yeah. So don't worry. Yours, I'm sure, will get read. Yeah. So they're all so good.
Like I said, if you want to hear some more of those, patreon.com/ladiesandtangents. That will be coming out Friday.
Yes.
And we are going to be doing a live on Patreon. I don't know if we're doing it. Are we doing it today?
We could. Yeah. Okay. Let's do it tonight.
We'll post something on there because we have an exciting, exciting guest who's coming on next week. So two Tuesdays from now.
Ooh.
Or next Tuesday. Next Tuesday. A very special guest. So
stay tuned. And it's one that you've requested multiple times. Yeah.
Which I think it's kind of cool that we did this episode before we do that
episode.
I
love that. A little bit of our background. Because I think that we might have some people. Well, we already did kind of. But
Well, we love you guys so much. Thank you for hanging out. We will see you next week.
All right.
We're out.
Goodbye.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.